Well, hello guys. Now here's some important news items that are actually in the paper in my area. So you see the picture in the thumbnail. This is Brighton Seafront, the UK. And the news headline read, several police cars were spotted on Brighton Seafront. That was it, by the way. Oh, come to think of it, yesterday I saw two police cars. What's going on? How ridiculous. How could they call that a news item? Haven't told us anything. Just a minute, there's a guy with a dog there. He never told us that. Anyway, let's move on to the next exciting story. Apparently a seagull got impaled on a spike on somebody's chimney in Eastbourne, which is about 20-some miles down the road. And it's those spike things that people put on sort of sills and everything else, or places to stop pigeons or seagulls landing there and roosting. But there was an ambulance called and the fire brigade. Meanwhile, two people have died of a drug overdose in the middle of town or something. And they're trying to save one seagull when there's thousands or millions of them everywhere. I mean, I don't like wildlife suffering, but this is just a bit over the top, don't you think? Anyway, the seagull died. And I expect there'll be a state funeral paid by the taxpayer, and we'll all have to bloody well go. I see seagulls dead every day, either been hit by a car or a bus, or died naturally. And it's because there's just too damn many of them, that's why. I mean, they're everywhere, mostly around garbage. Why do you think people put spikes up? I won't put a link to the items. It'll just embarrass the paper, I think. Anyway, there, you can sleep tonight knowing that you've got all the exciting news. Take it easy, fellas.